As we get ready to go, set and ready to go is Tomas Meath with a special edition of RBI Game of the Week, following the Kings West Warriors to the state tournament. And right now, in this game, it's the boys left to continue on the winner's bracket, down into the lake yesterday, and winners of the game number one for the girls, ACH, did prevail 69-48 over Sunnyside Christian. But here we are with the men's midfield Broncos, 25-2, coming in from District 7, winning B County League, and then coming in number 2 in the Northeast with Northwest Christian Crusaders winning over them. Special announcements for the Kings West team. We follow the boys and girls as they went to do some missionary work, visiting local students the first day for their first game. And the starting lineup for Lynn Richfield is going to be number 3, John McPherson. And countering Rick Walker sends out Jesse Reeves, the senior, with a 11.2 average. And a co-captain, that would be Andy Wilson, number 11, 5'8", senior. And Adam Schillmeyer, number 14, 6'5", senior, averaging 20.5 per game. Wilson, 3.0. Cameron Stevenson, number 21, checks in. He's a junior, 6 foot forward, with 16.3. And Stan Moore, number 20, a 5'10" senior guard forward with 8.4, the average. And then number 25, Jake checks in. A senior, 5'8" guard with a 4.2 point average. And Eric Bright, 6'8" senior with a 13.8 points per game average for Kings West. And Jake Krupp, the senior 6'2" forward center post player for the Broncos, gets set to welcome John Lansman, the number 32. Also a senior, 6'4" and 6.6 points per game. And that's the starting lineup as the players gather in circles around their respective keys. Kings West in front of their bench will be defending the goal to our left. As the Broncos get set to defend the goal to our right, while the Warriors will hope to get a high-octane offense going. We look at the scoring for Lynn Richfield. They can put up the 60s and the 70s, but they also can defend well as they keep opponents, with rare exception, below 50 points. Even the final loss against Northwest Christian of Colbert, 42-27, was a defensive battle, so they want to clamp it down. They have that ability. Although they did overcome Northwest Christian in the district, 61-45 in their playoffs. So we're set to roll. We've already mentioned Tom Jones, the second, being the referee, and he's ready. To our right, John Hansen, and to our left in the front of the bench, Ernie Ingham, the second team, the third team on the field. They go along with the Broncos. Bright taps it back to Moore, and Jesse Reeves will start at point as we get underway. It's Tomas Meath, an RBI Game of the Week, bringing you Radio Bainbridge into the media, educational media, and Eric Bright starts in the key on a feed from Adam Schillmeyer just inside the free throw line. And it's well sent, controlling the ball, double teamed by Moore, goes cross court, keeps it inbound, though, as John McPherson makes Jake Phillips go high. And just like that, turnover number 2 for the Broncos, and here comes Reeves. The Schillmeyer feeds into him, only half a minute away, and the Warriors quickly on the board as they were last night. That early score can really help to keep going. The early action for both teams. Schillmeyer in the corner, left side from Reeves, skims the rim, but Stan Moore chases it down the right-hand side along the baseline and gives to Bright, who goes all the way out to the point where Jesse Reeves will set things. Schillmeyer high, lambs it to his left, pops up the three-point line. Right now, the high post. Moore circles around as Reeves handles the ball, tries to set up a two-on-two, and goes instead to Lamsa, who finds Schillmeyer, but Schillmeyer not taking that baseline that Lamsa thought. So a turnover for the Warriors, leading 2-0. 6:57 to go as the Broncos bring it up court. They've got Cameron Stevenson controlling high post. They've got Jake Krett wearing number 33, and the ball goes out to the top here to Cameron Stevenson. Andy Wellfant controlling, and the ball goes the other way. So turnover again for the Broncos, who've yet to get on the board. And I'm sure the Warriors would love to keep them scoreless for the first 3 or 4 minutes here. 2-0 the score, 6.5 to go in the first period at Spokane Arena. It's the B-Schools Tournament 50 years here in Spokane. Jesse Reese, top of the key, three-point shot. And it's true and through. 3-point play for Jesse Reese. Jake Phillips now, left-hand side double team, out to Wellsham. Back to Phillips. Surveys. Has cracked. Gets the ball finally, top of the key, spins up the left-hand side. Cameron Stevenson for three, and he's good. So 1 minute, 51 seconds in, they're on the board, and it's 5-3. So we get outside shooting, reached by number 11, Andy Wilson. Going to be his first personal foul. Called the right-hand side here by John Hansen. And that's the first foul of the game, so of course that's the first foul.
Now call number 11 in the Bronx, Andy Wilson, and his first personal. First
inbound. Dan Moore. In the lane on the inbound. We were looking down, keeping scores. Wellsend now bringing the ball up. Crack tries the lane, bounces to Stevenson, and there they go. Laying it up on the left hand side with the right hand, and it's 7-5. 5:43 on the clock. Lanza gets the ball from Reeves to Schildmeier. 3-point character, but he dribbles inside the arc. Left handed shot. And it's rebounded by Crick. Jake Crick, top player, and running down the line. John McPherson's going to be out of bounds. So turnover number 3 for the Lynn Whitfield Broncos. Running information to Eric Trice. No sack, he says. And right in front of us, Adam Schildmeier to inbound the ball to Jesse Reeves. 5.5 on the clock, leading 7-5. In the first period here at Spokane Arena, a good ball game shaping up. Right, top of the key, looks to the left elbow. Back out to Reeves, Schildmeier in the corner. Got to be certain, folks. Double team. Reeves' little pick helps. Dan Moore, left side. Reeves, give a shot. 3-point territory. Bounces way out, and John McPherson goes high, and right away it's 3-on-2 as he drives the lane. Left-handed shot, and he's going to be fouled by Adam Schildmeier. The first foul of the game for the Warriors. Well, that's one on Adam Schildmeier. And shooting two, John McPherson at the line.
Second
effort, James Clark,
number 2,
Daniel Keel. McPherson was not on the free throw strike. And in the ballgame, and for Stan Moore comes David Skiles. Rick Walker's used him early in the campaign. It's worked to great perfection last night. Tall John Lamsa hauls it down as he goes high, as he did to help preserve the victory last night. Lamsa top of the key now, heels right, bounces over to Reeves on the right, faces up against McPherson, and looks now as he pulls up his dribble. Bright shows with the elbow, but it's Schildmeier on the left, dribbling around the arc, bounces it in off the feet of Jake Phillips. 4:49 on the clock, still a 7-5 lead for the Kings West Warriors, showing that they're ready for the action that's called for. Right now, double team, McPherson draws four and throws it away. Drew Phillips in the game, picks it up. Excuse me, that's Cameron Stevenson. No subs yet for the Broncos. McPherson looks up and gives it over here to McPherson. Andy Wellsham. Down low, reverse layup, and it's going to bounce out, but a nice rebound by Jake Phillips. Crack pulls it down again and fouled as he tries to put it back in, and that's not good news, those early fouls. Looks like it may be... We're not going to guess. Eric Clayton with his first personal foul.
Big pride, come on.
And he makes his first, Jake Crock does. So he's in the scorebook. And in comes the first substitute for Coach Dwight Bluegrass. And that's number 23, Nick Ashley. Again, outstanding game last night for the Broncos with 16 points, 5 rebounds, 2 of them offensive, and a couple other digits. So the score is tied at 7 for our first tie of the game. Takes away that 2-point lead that the Warriors were nursing, but Reeves drives the left and dumps it right high in the lane, and it's 9-7 for the second lead of the game. Here comes the Broncos right away. Bounce pass from James Stark. High is Jake tracks it, poke it out of the hands of Eric Bright. Oh, Jake Setzer is spelled S-A-E-T-R-E. A little bit of help, please. I know Sarcher with an R, but got some fine names from some great schools in this C tournament. A little bit of controversy about forming a C division. A lot of folks want a chance to go to the state dance, but part of the appeal is Spokane, and they got to admit the hospitality is great. Jesse Reeves, left-hand side, gives it to Adam. Schumacher, good for 3 points, and it's going to be 12-7. Schumacher's got five so far in the game. Starts to get the ball, tries to go around Lamsma, help from Skills, and rest Jesse Reeves all the way out to Nick Ashley. He goes high on the step side to get it. Starts now. Jake Kratz, traveling the lane, no call. Right-hand side, Nick Ashley. Back out to Sartre. Gives it to Wellsend. Andy back to James in the corner. Nick Ashley, right, defending against Jake Kratz, doing a good job. So the Broncos having a difficult time. That defensive zone so hard for Thule, Thule Lake, and a left-handed shot from the corner by Wellsend. It's going to be ball out of bounds. Good Kings West team rebound there. 12-7 the score. 5-point lead for Kings West. 3 minutes as Jesse Reeves dribbles up court from our left to our right, all in white with red lettering and black piping circling under the arm in black with red and white trim. The Broncos defending to our right. Shot by Bright in the left street, hauled down by Jake Pratt. Here they come. It's Andy Wellsend dribbling against Andy Skills. David Skills now double teaming in the corner. 21 Cameron Smith out here to Wellsend. Skills, good defensive footwork. Got to be careful with those hands. James Sartre now on the key. Bounces on the elbow to the left-hand side. Jake Brett, not many options. Long-range shot by Wilson, and it's good. That's a three-point play, too. Good job by Andy. Wilson, a senior, 5'8". If he stays right there, he'll get his average of the year as he's averaging 3.0. Let's hope he doesn't do that again if he roots for Kings West. Reeves gives off the left-hand side, three-point century, and gets it back in the corner. Circular around the pick, lands on the right, out to Skills, takes left, goes right, drives the lane, it's open, and he lays it up and in! Willard Skills on the board, and just under two to go, 14-10 the lead for the Warriors from Bremerton. The girls are cheering their hearts out. The disappointment, the heartache from earlier in the day disappearing into the night as they're cheering now as the Warriors have gained another turnover, and here comes Adam Burleson, the senior, along with Stan Moore. Checking back in, Adam Burleson in for the first time in the game. Eric Bright will sit down along with David Skills. Skills getting some points and some good effort out there. And checking in for the Broncos, Drew Phillips, number 31, comes in with the big guy, number 43, Philip Newton. So a lot of first quarter substitutions, both benches, trying to get a taste of the competition in the mouths of these young boys. And not so young the way they're carrying themselves this tournament. You should have followed me to Discovery School where the boys are having a lot of fun with these K through 6th graders. Reeves fakes low, doing a good job taking care of the ball. Down low to Lamps on the post. Way out to Reeves, drives the lane. Leaping wiener, and it's going to roll off. But Lamps has got it. It's going to be fouled. It's in the putback. And wincing with the pain for the Broncos. James Hartman may get hit in the face at the same time, but Lamps is going to go to the line. As number 31 is called, Drew Phillips for his first foul in the game. Lamson to shoot two. Good job rebounding. Boy, was he essential in that win against the Ducks last night. And he makes the first. As Reeves calls out the defensive signals, and the coach looks at Stan Moore and helps make sure everybody understands. Schildmeier and Burleson down on the blocks, ready to try to rebound if Lamson misses, but he doesn't. And the score is 16-10. So two leads in the game, one tie so far. Two leads in the game for Kings West. Jake Phillips tries to drive. Excuse me, that's Nick Ashley is back in the game. There's going to be a ball out of bounds. Ball inbounded by the Broncos on the baseline on the far side. Play number three, John McPherson signs it. And underneath, getting the ball is Phillips. Nick Ashley, sorry. And a rebound by Adam Schildmeier as he battled underneath there with three touches. That rebound drill coming in handy. Sam Moore, top of the key, right-hand side. Jesse Reeves will go all the way to the left. Schildmeier double-teamed in the corner. Stan Moore drives baseline. Nick Ashley and foul from behind as Ashley held his ground. Number 31, Drew Phillips with his second foul so far in the game. That's going to be three team fouls against Broncos, and Coach Dwight Scrugraff shouting out there, hey, come on, control yourselves, guys, as every coach wants. They want to see everybody play perfect. You coach them for the best, they learn how to achieve to their highest. Dan Moore missing the first shot, and in comes Eric Wright. He'll replace John Lampson, gives the senior a break as Tyler Lyon gets ready to check in. And the junior 6'4", both will replace Adam Schillmeyer and give the senior forward a break there with a 6-point lead. Dan Moore now tries to extend that lead with just under a minute to go here in the first period. 16-10 becomes 17-10. The 7.3 as they check in the ball to John McPherson. Left hand side, Nick Ashley resting on Coach Bluegrass. Phillip Newton on the post. They try to hold the ball low. McPherson now, Reeves and Moore keeping an eye, and in the post comes Newton, who charges up off the rim, high to Sky. Adam Burleson with the rebound. Good job, Adam. He had to battle off Nick Ashley on that. A gamble on the right. McPherson does it, though. Jesse Reeves drives the lane, puts up a spinner that doesn't bank off just right, and it's going to be Broncos ball anyway, as no one could come down with the rebound. Reeves looking for help there, but he really did have an opening and took advantage of it. 17-10 the score, the biggest lead of the game for the Kings West Warriors as they get to set to defend the last 20 seconds of the half against the Broncos. Try to shorten that lead in the first period here in Spokane Arena. Nick Ashley back to Sark. Looks right to McPherson. John McPherson for three. Heels off and Bright goes high and he gets fouled dangerously so. And Phillip Newton a little bit tied up there and the referee's right on the spot. Good job by the team of officials. Just one of those fouls where they came down tied up. And the only concern is that Eric Bright came down with his leg in an awkward situation. And the officials kind of taking extra time to make sure everyone's okay. Rick Walker and Hardy Ingham kind of laughing on the other side. So everybody okay, and the officials doing a good job, and that's what you want here. Allow these boys to compete at their highest. A bit of discussion going on here. 1.3 in the clock, 17-10 the lead. Front court. Defensive pressure by the Broncos. And we've seen good leads go away. Talk to your girls who did a great job in the early going against Good Lake. And Stan Smith tries, and just a little bit short. He's a good guy to do those long-range shots. He's come close along with David Steele a number of times, but that's the end of the first period. The next 8 minutes will close out this first half, but for right now, it's Kings West leading 17 over Lynn Richfield, 17-10. I'm Tomas Mies with RBI Game of the Week. We'll be right back.